Welcome to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and today we are talking about balancing parents, like balancing being parents and being business owners.
I was like, we're balancing parents.
Yes, we're balancing parents on little stools and little plates.
I was like, where is that going? So, yes, so we're going to give some tips on balancing being parents as well as business owners.
Yes.
And kind of talking a little bit how we have had to do that because we were already business owners, but then we became parents and now we're parents of three. So we've definitely had to adjust.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, we, of course, love our kids. We love our business. We love what we're doing with our business. And
it was like, I feel like we're lucky in that we love
really
doing what we do.
Yeah.
And can do that around also having a family.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing. And I feel like one of the big benefits of what we do is the fact that it's also teaching our kids how to do it when they get older.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to teach them as they grow up and as they get older and whatnot.
Well, because they're already getting interested in meals and cooking and being in the kitchen and seeing what we're doing. So it's really cool to get to see that at such a young age with them being so little.
Right. So
but
what do you think is part of the big part that kind of attributes to that?
Attributes to
them being interested in the kitchen?
Well, they're seeing the, I feel like inherently children are interested in what they're seeing being done. So like, if they're seeing their parents on a cell phone, they're interested in what's on the cell phone. So for us, if they're seeing us in the kitchen cooking and doing all the different things, they're like, what are you doing? I'm interested. I just want to hang out and see what you're doing and be involved, because they just want to be involved. They want to be in your business, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because they're kids and
they're growing. They're learning. They're learning how the world works.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool, because when there's so many kids that are just interested in cell phones, tablets, whatever, TV, I mean, our kids, yes, they like their shows and stuff, but they're also interested in getting to read and getting to do crafts and playing and getting us to play with them. And, and interested in what we're doing in the kitchen and cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love that.
You know, little added bonus tip of not anything to do with this, but if you're wanting your kids to get interested in different activities, do them with them.
Yeah.
Because
that's a big one.
Yeah. Unless your kids are in that, like, I guess that teenage stage where they're like, oh, you're no longer cool.
Yeah.
Then it's a little bit different. But when they're younger, like, they're interested in what you're doing anyways. So I would say that our first tip for balancing is to really figure out a schedule.
Yeah.
Which I know has definitely been a challenge for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're still in the stage of figuring out the right schedule.
Right.
Because our kids are, they're all in those different milestone stages of like age and getting into school, so with being in preschool for Wyatt. And,
and Elias, who's wanting to get into school, but of course he's in that potty stage phase, like he's in that potty learning,
potty training,
that's it.
Potty stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You got there.
Got there eventually.
But yeah, so right now with them being in these different stages, it has been a challenge with us trying to figure out the schedule, but we have a general schedule in place that we follow.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think the schedule that we have currently right now is actually working pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like probably the biggest difficulty that we would face is realistically their sleep patterns and getting them either down for bed or getting them up and ready for the day.
It's also that weird stage where, for us right now, is that weirdly, fingers crossed, right? The last like week or so, they've both been really good at like sleeping and staying asleep. But then it'll be like 2 weeks later and they're like, we're both going to wake up, or one of us is going to wake up every night and stuff. So it's that,
yeah,
it's that interesting stage.
Yeah.
But we have a general schedule that we follow,
mm-hmm,
where for us, luckily being our own business owners and running our own business, one of us is always able to mostly be with them, and we switch off and we can figure out who's doing what task and stuff. So that's right. Been helpful, and we've sort of had some help along the way.
Yeah, which I would definitely say is a benefit.
So figuring out a schedule is definitely going to help, even if it's one that shifts weekly, like maybe some weeks it's this, other weeks it's different. It's going to depend on how busy. I mean, it's like what we talk about with meal planning. It's going to be about that flexibility of
ever growing, ever changing.
You have certain things that are very structured. So like those would probably be, which some of these we're going to talk about. It's like waking up, of course, your meals and stuff, and then like certain routines.
Exactly.
But you can also have the flexibility of like, okay, well, this is going to be a busier week, so we have to change things. And one thing that we have also implemented within our schedule is, for right now with Wyatt having Wednesdays off, is we have more of a family day on Wednesdays. So we have a very set day of, this is where we'll go and do something.
Yeah, and usually it's something either local or if we have local. All of it's really local. But we try to, you know, figure out something that's really fun and enjoyable for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Something that'll get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, not only just keep them occupied in the sense that they're going to be out seeing something, mm-hmm, different, something, you know, not there every day, it ends up being a really nice day and a really great time,
mm-hmm,
to decompress and really just connect as a family.
Yes.
And I think that's the best part, like, about it.
And of course, like, throughout every other day, like, there's times that we are obviously with our children.
Yeah,
which is all the time.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is a very focused day where we get to do stuff with them and have fun and go exploring and immerse into
the local scene finding something new and exciting.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a family day, it could be more of a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Right? But implementing that is a great way. One, it's a great way to connect with your family, and also most likely as they get older, your kids are still going to want to do it because it's so embedded into your routine that it's like it's a ritual, basically.
Exactly.
So the next thing that we have implemented is boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And by that we mean that for orders or for deliveries or for different events, we don't accept them on specific days or after a certain time.
Yeah, and you're even before a certain
or
time.
Before a certain time,
because
yes,
we've had some requests that came through the pipeline, and they're requesting
like
some ridiculous times. Like 5 a.m. was one of them. I know there was one that we made an exception for.
Yes, and it was, but that was like very specific.
Way early in the morning.
But the thing is like we have a very set boundary of time of like, okay, one, I'm not going to accept. We don't accept calls every day. We don't accept, like we said, we don't accept orders before a certain time and after a certain time, because we have set those times as like, okay, well, this is when we're doing morning routine with our kids. This is when we're having dinner and we're doing bedtime and stuff. We're not going to,
we're not going to break those boundaries, and we're going to respect that time,
mm-hmm,
that we have set up in place so we can have, you know, that routine, like you said. And
we've done that with specific holidays.
Yeah.
And that's something that is ingrained in our business, because it's very much that, for instance, right? Thanksgiving is a very important holiday for us.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm not going to work on it. And I'm not going to expect anyone else that ever works for us to work on Thanksgiving, because it should be off.
Yeah.
You should be with family or friends, and however you celebrate it is how you celebrate it.
Exactly.
But having those boundaries in place helps give you that balance.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point to make, because if you're not willing to set up the boundaries and have these hard set lines where you will not cross them for, you know, other individuals, or, you know, even if you're a business owner, you know, orders or clients or guests, however you view them, then it's going to be really difficult to make sure that you have that time set aside with your family.
Yeah. Well, and it's important for us, because if we are always just putting our family on the back burners, our kids are going to see that.
Yeah, and it's going to affect them.
Yeah, and we can still clearly run a business within the facets of what works.
Yeah.
Because we have proven that.
We definitely have.
So, setting boundaries. And the next one is having a routine that you're following. So it's similar to a schedule, but like, have your meals together.
Yeah.
Have a routine of certain things that are always in the day for your family.
That are consistent and persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the family, you know, you as an individual will understand and know that this is what's going to happen around this time.
Yeah.
Like, so, for dinner time for us,
we're
constantly making sure, okay, it's getting to that time. We need to make sure that not only is dinner ready and on the table, the boys will take a bath afterward most days. And then after that,
maybe bedtime
we read
routine.
A book,
yeah.
Bedtime routine, get them ready to relax and lay down.
And it's just like in the mornings with breakfast, getting ready for school or getting ready for the day.
Right.
And then having those specific times for a daily routine, so that it, like, it's a routine, but it also becomes like a ritual.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's always going to happen. And then your kids get so used to it, which is where you can actually get on a routine.
Yeah.
Because when that clearly it happens eventually.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't say Scarlett's sort of on a routine, but not amazingly.
No.
She's kind of on her own little.
Yeah, she's just in kind of her own little world. But
it gets there.
And I feel like.
So, if you're in the newborn stage of being a parent, it gets better.
It does.
It also gets harder.
Yeah.
But it's always a new hard, right?
Yeah.
But try to, and we say meals in here as like having a meal routine, also for the fact that like that is a set time where you're all sharing a meal, where you can share memories and enjoy a meal together and basically spend time together connecting over what happened in the day. And sometimes when as our kids get older, like that's gonna be some of the biggest parts of the days, because they're at school the rest of the time.
Not just that.
Or at activities.
I was like, they're already talking about wanting to get into different sports. Mm-hmm. They already want to join different programs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, these are their choices, and we want to honor that and support that with them. And it's understanding that that will be a new routine and a new
and
daily schedule.
Yeah. So, like, having those times where you have a meal with your family is sometimes the biggest part of the day.
Yeah.
When you're getting to spend time with your family, as a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's definitely worth it to set it aside now so that it's there.
Right. And
consistently.
It's honoring that time and making sure that you stick to it.
And our final, it's really funny because I have a note, right, of time off, which scheduling time off. But in my brain, I'm also saying like scheduling time off as in like you're done for the day.
Right.
Right.
So you're saying.
So like, I was okay, like, but in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. Scheduling time off for like time off.
Right.
Because, okay, so big example of this. When we first started getting really, really busy, right?
Oh, man, we were really bad.
Really busy.
Really bad.
I didn't schedule days off.
No.
We worked every day.
We were working 7 days a week.
And we still work most days, right?
But it's a different type of work.
But it was like, we had orders every day. Yeah. Every day. And it was like, oh my goodness, burnout.
And it wasn't just orders. It was like multiple orders. Yes, multiple deliveries. So much.
And we were like,
sometimes twice a day having to go out for deliveries because there were certain guests and clients that wanted it in the beginning of the day. Some that were preferred at the end of the day.
So we were running ourselves ragged with like all of these orders. And it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't take time off. And so then we were just always working.
Yeah. And I feel like that was a really hard stage, not only in our development as business owners and parents, and of course as a couple, but the understanding of it and seeing how effective making sure that you take time off of work, be it at the end of the day, shutting off, saying, okay, you know, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever time it is for you that you would prefer to set it, this is my heart set stop time. I'm done for the day. I'm going to go ahead and shut down work and I'm going to step away and create some sort of physical boundary.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've heard time and time again.
Yes. But it's funny because like I was thinking of it one way when I wrote it, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's both.
It's both.
Because, and we had issues with it I really had issues with being able to be like, okay, I'm done. We're done with work.
Yeah.
Right? And it's still hard sometimes because there's always so much to be done when you have your own business.
Right.
And that's why like this list and what we're talking about, we've had to deal with all of it and basically screw ourselves over through all of it. Yeah. And that's why we're like, these are some really helpful tools to set in place because we've had to trial and error through all of it.
We've had our own struggles, our own differences, difference of opinions, our own issues around all of this. And suffice it to say that this is, you know, a pretty simple list, and you think about it as you hear it or as you're seeing us on the podcast talking about it and thinking, oh, well, you know, all of that makes sense. Yeah, of course I would do that. But when you're in the middle of it and when you're really like head down, getting through the trench of what your business is and wanting it to expand and grow as big as, you know, the vision that you have as a parent, especially for your kids and for the rest of what those around you that you want to support, it really comes down to, it might sound simple. It might sound like, oh yeah, this is something I'm going to do regardless. But when you really think about it, you got to really focus on making sure that these things are taken care of. You want to make sure that you're taking that time to schedule it, that you're taking the family time together, especially as parents.
Yeah. Now, we say all... totally lost my brain. Bye-bye. But we... Yeah, I'm trying to get back there.
So it's like... But so with all of that being said, it's a really big... Okay,
well, I think it's like as a business owner, of course, you're going to sacrifice time in different places, right? So, and your family, you're going to sacrifice time within that.
Absolutely.
Of not getting to do everything with family. But that's why putting these in place gives you those specific times with your family. So you're saying like, I might not be able to have breakfast with, like, so we both won't be able to have breakfast necessarily with our kids.
No.
Or take them both to school, both of us going. But one of us can work and one of us can be there because we've put in place that one of us will always be able to
be with move our kids things around and with the family,
So, and of course, it necessarily won't work for everyone, but setting up a structure around it so that you have certain times and certain boundaries in place of, okay, no, this is important, then that's why we say to do it. Because as a business owner, you can easily just tunnel vision and just keep going, but you're also leading yourself to burnout.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, that's a perfect example of saying you're leading yourself to burnout by getting in that tunnel vision and that super deep focus mm-hmm. of what you want yeah. the business to be and what you know the business can be mm-hmm. and how it can not only be a source of help for others around the world or around wherever you are, but at the end of the day, that could also become a huge driving wedge between you and your family.
Right. And like, sometimes tunnel vision is necessary, but yeah. that's more for like, I'm focusing on, okay, so for us, we're focusing on helping teach about meal planning.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this idea of like food truck, and you're like, okay, but this is where I'm focusing right now.
Right.
And then, so that's the tunnel vision that you want, is the, okay, this is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
This is my path. But focusing fully on that and totally losing time with your family and your loved ones and things like that, that is not what it's about.
No,
because it's really the idea not. Of creating a business in general is also creating something that is scheduled around your life and with it in mind. So completely forgetting about that aspect is really not what it's about.
Right. I think those are really good examples mm-hmm. and really good points to make too.
So let's do a little recap of our top five tips of balancing being parents and business owners.
I think these are really good tips. I think these are really good points. So we're going to go ahead and start with number one, with making sure that you have a schedule set in place.
Mm-hmm. And number two is set a family day, whether it's during the week or on the weekend. Or depending on your schedule, if it gets really crazy or if your kids have super big schedules, it right. could be every other week, or it just
have something set in place. So that leads perfectly into number three, which is boundaries. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you have these hard set boundaries in place, because at the end of the day, these boundaries are going to be able to make sure that what you want in your life mm-hmm. between your balance of work, being an owner of a business or work, and your family are really, really there.
Mm-hmm. Which then leads to number four, which is have a meal routine or just a routine in general.
Yeah.
Because as our kids get older, mealtime is going to be some of the biggest time that you are together. And by that, we specifically mean dinner.
Yeah. And then that lastly leads into make sure that you are doing this. Number five, taking time off.
And that means
that's kind time of a twofer.
Off. Yeah, it was like time off, whether that's days off, vacation,
yep.
time off with your family, and what time are you done for the day?
Yeah, because those are really big points to make. And of course, that also ties in perfectly with everything that we've talked about throughout this podcast mm-hmm. episode, but it really becomes really prevalent, and it becomes necessary to have that time off so that way you don't burn out. Mm-hmm. So that way you can be the owner and create the business that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. And another little bonus tip, actually put some of these into place, because if you don't schedule it, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just like if you don't, so with putting things out in the universe, right?
Yeah.
The aspect of saying like, oh, I want to reach this goal. Okay, well, I put it in the universe. Okay. I'm not going to do anything with
and
it
if
anymore.
You don't, and
you're not going to do, you're not going to get there.
Yeah.
But if you actually put it into play, in action, you're doing something about it and therefore implementing it, and it happens. So if this is important, the balance,
mm-hmm.
put it into your schedule.
Right. And I was going to say a perfect example of you saying, you know, I want this goal and I'm going to put it out in the universe, or I'm going to pray about it and put it out there. If, like you said, if you don't put it down, if you don't have it written down somewhere,
well, it's not even just written down, it's the action. Yeah.
To do it, it's just an arbitrary goal that's never going to be realized.
It's just a statement.
Yeah. It's like I can say, I love pizza. If I don't go out and buy a pizza to eat it, am I really saying I love pizza, or am I just making a statement?
But it's just, yeah.
But is it true, or is it just a statement? Like, yeah. That's really what it boils down to.
We hope you find some of these tips super helpful, and we hope you implement some of them so that you can have some more balance.
Yeah. Until next time, make sure to keep it 100% fresh.